Then he remembered that it was only a Halloween prank after all. And he shuffled up the path towards the imposing wood and brass of the door. He pushed the bell and someone opened the front door. It was a man in his early 50s, dressed for an evening in. His slippers were furry brown and well used. His cardigan hung loosely about him. He wore glasses and had a silver moustache. Sandy suddenly remembered that it was not Halloween and that he was strange to the man in his strangeness.
"Well?" said the man.
Sandy was purple-faced and hoped the polish would disguise the fact.
"Well?"
Two mugs of coffee were steaming on a small telephone stool behind the man, and on the wall next to them hung an ornate mirror in which Sandy caught a glimpse of himself. He looked like a tinker.
"Well?
Penny for the guy," he stammered. The man stretched to look outside.
"What guy exactly?"
he asked. Sandy stared stupidly towards where the man was looking. He began to remember his story.
I've not built it yet," he said. "That's why I need the money."
"Need the money for Rhiann.
It's going to be the biggest guy in the village. I'm having to start it early, you see. It's for charity."
The final lie made him lower his eyes guiltily to the doorstep. He'd been talking too quickly, he realised. The man chuckled.
"That's fly," he said. Then, "Margaret, come out here for a minute."
There was a tortured, smiling silence until a fat woman, knitting in hand, came to the door. Her husband made room for her. Between them hung the mirror.
"Well," she said, "someone to see us?"
Her voice and her face were ripples of condescension.
"He's a geyser,"
explained her husband.
"But he doesn't have a guy. That's why he needs the money. That's why he's more than a month early in calling.
It's for charity," he says.